told you to examine your heart. If you take it and you have unconfessed sin in your life, it's dangerous. In the book of Corinthians, we're going to read that in just a few moments, but in the book of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, the church of Corinthians, they weren't doing things to please the Lord. If you look at that church, they were all messed up. They were all confused. They were doing things that was against the Lord, or against what we would say the scripture. And Paul wrote two letters to get them straightened out. That's what those two letters are about. And I encourage you this morning to examine your heart. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, you need to confess it. You need to repent. Because if you don't and you partake of the Lord's Supper, it's dangerous for you. It's dangerous for you, it's dangerous for your health, it's dangerous for your family. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you gotta confess. We don't just confess our sin, we forsake our sin. You and I ought to hate our sin. You know, we say all the time that we're to love the sinner and hate the sin, and that's true. But it's also true you and I ought to hate our sin. We'll never get to the point where we are blessed, totally blessed, and used of God until we begin to hate our sin. And when we hate our sin, God will, I believe, will bless us and strengthen us and help us. Someone asked me one time, Brother Roger, is it okay for the children to take the Lord's Supper? Listen to me, Debbie graciously explained that to the children very well. Your children don't need to take the Lord's Supper unless they're saved. Now this is a teaching tool for you in the home. The best place to start discipleship is in your home. You try to disciple somebody that's 20 years old, somebody that's 30 years old, or 40 years old that's never been in a home that loved Jesus. It's almost so difficult and even impossible in many people's lives. And I encourage you, as young parents, disciple your children at home. Let them see Jesus in you at home. And if you do that, you'll see your children growing up. Oh, how I wish I'd known that as a young dad. I wish I'd have discipled my children at home. I wish I'd have done a better job, but I didn't. And I thank God for His mercy and His grace and His love. I'm saying this just to encourage our young parents to disciple your children at home. Start that at home. If you'll do that, you'll see your children growing up and loving Jesus. And I think that's what all of us want. And I wish I'd have known that as a young dad. But I didn't. Made a lot of mistakes. But thank God for His grace. My children are grown. My grandchildren, I'm trying to disciple them, to lead them. What is a disciple anyway? A disciple is a person that totally follows Jesus. You're committed to following Jesus. Now listen to me. Salvation is a gift. Salvation, you receive a gift. You know that. It's free. But discipleship will cost you. To be a disciple and follow Jesus totally, it will cost you. It will cost you time. It will cost you commitment. It will cost you devotion. It'll cost you selflessness. You can't be self-promoted. You gotta think about other people. And I believe if we do that in our families, the families are struggling. Listen to me, my kids, listen to me. Listen to a preacher. I want you to know something when you grow up. I want you to hear the word of God. The devil will distract you from what I'm saying. He will come to your mind. He will try to distract you. With people sitting next to you. And you need to understand that you need to hear the man of God, the word of God. If your life is going to be forever changed for the glory of God, you've got to hear. I talked about the voice of God Wednesday night, hearing the voice of God. So many people aren't hearing the voice of God. It's not that God's not speaking. He's speaking every Sunday. He's speaking every time you open the Bible. But so many people are not hearing the voice of God. They have neglected it. They've gotten their lives so far out there that they can't hear, they're past hearing. And it's the duty of the church, those that aren't hearing, it's the duty of the church to call them back. Call if we gotta shout, shout if we gotta visit, if we gotta make phone calls. We're to call them back. There's a lot of people that are living their life and they're past hearing the voice of God. You say, Brother Roger, what is the voice of God right here? You'll never hear anything. When it pertains to the word of God or the voice of God, you'll never hear anything that's not in this book. So many people say, well, God told me, God spoke to me, you better be careful of living your life like that. If it's not in this book, it's not of God. And if it's not of God, it's of Satan. And Satan has a way of, listen, wrecking your life. And he'll do it if you're not in the Word of God. And the sad thing about it, folks, you feel like you're doing okay. You can feel like you're doing all right and be out of the way of God. Satan is he's a deceptive. A lot of people feel like they're doing all I'm doing all day, preacher, really? Demonic spirits are real. The only thing you can do against them is the Word of God. And I encourage you to memorize this whole book. Hours a year in church. 42 hours. A year. You won't get what you need by coming and sitting in these chairs. You need a lot more than that. Because, listen, we watch 42 hours of TV every week. And we're blasted with all kinds of evil. And I encourage you as your pastor to hear my words and hear me well. God sent me by here. God sent me to you today to tell you to examine your heart. Listen to what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The night of the Lord's Supper. For I have received, I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Teach your children, disciple your children. And after the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But he is coming. He's coming in a time when you least expect it. Everybody's talking about signs and looking for the signs and talking about the signs. I won't tell you what the Lord is going to do. He's going to come when you least expect it. And that's why we need to be ready all the time. Look what the Bible says. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup with the Lord, you see that word? Unworthily. Unconfessed sin. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. But let a man examine himself. You see, I cannot be the Holy Spirit in your life. Everybody listen to me a minute. Your pastor is not the Holy Spirit in your life. You have the Holy Spirit if you're saved. And it's up to you to live for the Lord Jesus. I can tell you how to do it. I can tell you what the Bible says. But you've got to do it yourself by the help of the Holy Spirit of God. Look at this. Examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he hath eaten and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning or thinking about what's going on. Not thinking about the Lord's body. Just take it and people Sunday. Some denominations do it every Sunday, and that's okay if that's what they want to do. The Bible doesn't say when. You got to take it. It says as often as you do take it. We do it quarterly, four times a month. But the main thing is not how often you take it. The main thing is to think about the Lord's body. Look what it says. Verse 30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, in other words, die. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. That's why we wait. We tarry one for the other. When we get the bread, we get the grape juice, we wait on each other. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. And why, that is so odd in there. You know why? Because the Church of Corinth, they were having meals. They were having full-blown dinners. And the sad thing about it, the poor that would go to church, they didn't have anything to eat. And the Church of Corinth was so, or Corinthians, was so greedy that they would not give the poor folks anything to eat. And Paul wrote two letters. I told him, look, you got this all wrong. He wrote two letters, and then he said, I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. But look at this. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. That ye come not together into condemnation, and the rest will I set in order. Look at it. When I come. That was a scolding. He wasn't happy, and he went to them. You see, the thing about it is, if you're saved today, I want you to take the Lord's Supper. But I want you to examine your heart. You say, Brother Roger, I'm not a member of this church. But I'm saved and I've been baptized. Well, if you're saved and you've been baptized, scripturally baptized by immersion, that's scripturally baptized, being baptized, not sprinkling. Sprinkling is not baptizing. Amen. I fought this battle forever, it seems like. But if you're not a member, you examine your heart. And you confess your sin. Somebody, a preacher, was preaching one time and went to the altar and he was dealing with the young man. You can be seated. He was dealing with the young man The young man said, Lord, if I have sinned, forgive me. The preacher stopped him and said, look, young man, it's not an if. It's not an if. You have sinned. And you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. If we confess our sin, he's faithful, loving, and just to forgive us. And not only that, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That ought to throw your soul today. thankful that I'm saved, but we've got the book to go by. Amen. We've got the Bible to go by. And when we participate in the Lord's Supper, there is an order that we are to do. We're to follow the order of Scripture in everything. Everything we do when it comes to the church, we're to follow the Scripture in giving, in sacrifice. Somebody asked me one time, Brother Roger, what you Baptists, y'all really bad about tithing? I said, you're right about that. We're really bad. Where do you get tithing? In the Bible. In the Bible. Did you know that you robbed God? We're so arrogant that we would rob God. Rob him of his tithes and offerings and then ask him to bless us. That's the worst kind of arrogance. That's what we do. Oftentimes. Amen. I want you to realize the importance of what we're doing today. Amen. Everybody with me? Amen. Fellas, won't you come? Debbie's going to play. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to pray for Bobby. Bobby's sick. His heart went into AFib again. Him and Sheila had to leave. So we're going to pray and ask the Lord to take care of him. We've got a lot of COVID in the church again. A lot of people are sick with COVID. And we need to pray for them. Jesse, come and help us. Raymond, come and help us. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you.